Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. Oh. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hey, hey, hey. It's the Hound.
Wake up.
Boy, everything sounds funny. Listen to this mic. And listen to what the echo's supposed to be.
Put it on headphones.
I swear. This is amazing.
Everything does sound funny. Kind of English.
Let's just do it like that. Ba boo ba. Well, gee.
Well, it's reading at least. It's not watching TV. It's reading.
That was... See, how can I announce the name of a song, Echo Express, unless I have Echo? Listen.
No, that was just Express.
Yeah. We heard the Eminons and Stomper. We heard... Boy, why do these mics sound so terrible?
Is it me?
More
workman that blames his tools.
Is it
Mr. Hound? Folks, I'd like to take this time out to introduce a lovely and talented Chris T, who's now taking a...
Even lovelier and more talented with his new hairdo.
A horse whip to the Echo machine.
We heard the team, the Raiders, Orbit, the Team Beats, Slinky.
Inky, Inky, Inky.
Johnny Ray Gomez and the Uniques, Kickoff.
Off, off, off.
Yo, Brooch.
Yo.
And the Hound. And we have...
I feel naked without my reverb.
Let's see, what do we have today? Well, of course, Blues Hangover and Hillbilly Hangover, Vomology, probably a vibe report coming in from Soundcheck, the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe's opening for that hot bopping hep cat, Robert Gordon of the...
Ooh, when last sighted, he didn't look too good. Not Roscoe, Robert Gordon.
We have tickets for the Mekons to give away.
Maybe they came together, they could be Roscoe Gordon.
And we can give away a pair of tickets for Roscoe and Dash Riprucker with the Knitting Factory a little later. We got a Soul Caboose.
Uh-huh.
Knuckleheads in the news. We have...
Phone call?
Phone call?
No, I'm sorry.
We can make some phone calls. What do you want to call?
I don't know.
Call them right now.
No.
We have rock and roll records, the kind they don't make anymore. And let's just do that. Blast Off with Alan Holloway.
Minus five, minus four, minus three, minus two, minus one. Come on, baby, let's have fun. Blast off. Blast off. Take a trip to the stars, Venus and Mars. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. Take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll go outside like satellite. Come on, gal, with me.
This is a hit.
Everybody young and old, man, how to rock and roll. Listen, here's something new.
satisfied and it's all your fault. It's all your fault. You acted smart, you broke my heart. It's all your fault. Well, I used to go out, work all day. I'd come home, give you all my weight. Then one night, I shouldn't have arrived. And when I called you another guy, it's all your fault.
One I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Oh, I believe I'll do y'all a favorite song. It goes like this here.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
It's doing the same thing again. Listen to that.
I'm listening.
So much for anything ever getting fixed. By the way, you know, had Den or Sally showed up here today, we wouldn't have had a mic cord for him. We've traced this mic cord thing. I know you've all been sitting on your hands about this. We've traced it to the...
Everybody's moving just a little bit closer to the radio right now.
We found the last person on FMU who had live music on their show. Now, you know who you are. Now, do you understand when they say put the mic cords back upstairs what that means? It means
put the mic cords back upstairs
so that people who have shows on weekends who might need them can use them. If you can understand that, you may have to understand another thing, what it means to have a hand-tooled elk skin Stuart cowboy boot stuck right up your ass. I'm not kidding. This is really too much for me to bear. That was Jackie Morningstar. That's our only Halloween song we're going to play today.
So there.
Rocket in the Graveyard. That's our number one Halloween request every year. Sun Ra and the Cosmic Rays by request. Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lies. Bobby Lee Trammell, It's All Your Fault, also by request. The Flares, Foot Stomping. Alden Holloway, Blast Off. If you don't remember that one, this is what it sounded like. It's on the Echo Reel. Oh, boy.
Yeah, turn the clock back with us now, folks.
Okay, renouncements.
5 minutes ago.
There's two FMU benefits this week. One is tonight over at the Ritz. Gee, I bet they'll be real honest with the door at the door with us, too.
That's the one with the Bay City Rollers?
No, that's the one with Sonic Youth, John cool. Zorn, and Painkiller, Gumball, Love Child, and the debut gig of the Dim Stars featuring Richard Hell, Don Fleming, Thurston Moore, Steve Shelley.
First and only.
Maybe.
Chris is giving the thumbs up from the control booth.
Sort of.
Half and half, Chris.
And we got half of it.
We have
the other half is still what was on the tape. There's one Tuesday night, October 29th. This is over at Tramps, which is on 21st Street between 5th and 6th Avenue.
This is going to take a little while, folks. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Oh, Marshall Crenshaw, Gary Lucas, Sid Straw, Roscoe's Gang. Those are all written in red. Now, written in green, meaning personal friends of Nick Hills, Sis Cunningham, The Shams, John Hockenberry, Kate Jacobs, George Usher, James Maestro, Tim Carroll, and special surprise guest. The evening will be hosted by FMU DJs Bronwyn C., Old Pal Irwin the Hound, Nitro Nick, and Vince Scalza, who must have gotten fired from K-Rock.
Mm.
Also to renounce, Roscoe is opening for Robert Gordon tonight. It's the Roscoe Town Tour 91.
Yeah.
He's at the Lone Star
Catch
tonight.
The fever, folks.
Tuesday he's over at this thing, and then Wednesday he's playing at the Knitting Factory with Dash Riprock and the Sin City Disciples. Ray Charles is at the Blue Note this weekend. The Texas Tornadoes with Freddie Fender and Doug Somm are over at
Flaco
the Lone
Jimenez.
Star. And Flaco Jimenez and Augie Meyer Thursday and Friday at the Lone Star. The Senders are at Maxwell's next Friday. That's renounced. Oh, and 2 weeks from today, the Hounds Hangover Hop number 3.
Oh, yeah.
The Bloody,
Bloody Revenge. Sorry.
Come, will be 169 Avenue A, Brownies at our normal time. Come see the Hound and his radio family get unbelievably drunk and stupid in public.
On the radio.
Yeah.
In your home.
You're
folks.
All invited. It's free to get
you
in.
Come and see us, or you can just tune in on the radio and we'll be drunk in your home anyway. You
yeah.
know?
It'll be even bloodier than the last one.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is we're going to live the dream on this one.
Why don't we just turn the one side off, Chris? We'll just have half echo.
Half echo.
Turn the right side off.
Chris, it's okay to talk. We
talk.
Love the sound of your
voice. You're part of the show now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. That's just leave it like that.
One channel echo.
One channel echo.
If you notice the dog's looking the other way now, there. That's why.
Yeah. Thank you. Chris T, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm. Lovely and talented.
And did we mention lovely?
And talented.
Anybody, speaking of lovely and talented, anybody see Cordell Jackson's TV commercial in the World Series?
Oh, yeah, the Bud commercial.
Cordell and Brian Setzer. And he looks much older than her. And was wearing much more makeup than her.
He was at the guitar show. He's a really strange-looking guy. Definitely that roots rock thing of having, like, weird, skinny kind of arms, but no sleeves on your T-shirt anyway.
Having sagging flesh and lots of tattoos. And the other roots rock thing of wearing makeup.
Yeah,
what is that?
He was really weird-looking, Brian Setzer was. He seemed like a very nice guy, though.
What is this men in makeup thing? See that Cramps record? They look like Depeche Mode.
What does Depeche Mode look like?
Look like men dressed as girls. I don't get it. Men in makeup? I don't even like girls in makeup that much.
Yeah, well, go figure.
Anyway, is it time for...
Time for what, speech therapy?
Knuckleheads in the news?
I don't know. I think we've been on a pretty long time.
Okay. Should we just play some records?
Play some sides.
Soul Caboose.
We'll play some sides, and then we come back on. We do the nudes.
Okay. Soul Caboose. Otis Clay.
Yeah. Hey, man, what you finna do? Get some queen bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes! One, two, queen bee barbecue!
Mm-hmm. That sure is a fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But queen bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue!
Oh, it's so good! Man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee got the drive-through window.
Barbecue, please.
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a show sign. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some fries?
Yeah. Fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. You got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We have pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right? How much is that?
That's
$1.84. Oh, wait just a minute. Oh, yeah, give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a stack, all right?
Yeah.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you grab some, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee Barbecue. So good.
Some of y'all I know I've told a story to before. But to those of you that hadn't heard me tell this story, I just want to tell you about a little trouble I had, that's all. Before I go any further, I just just want to tell you that I didn't have but 2 eggs for my breakfast that morning. And children, the cat had to jump up on the table and knock them off, and now they're gone. But I did have a strip of bacon and icebox, children, but when I switched on my gas, I found the man that cut my gas off. Just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. And when I sat down in my old easy chair, children, when I switched on the lights, I found the man that cut my lights off too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got in my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. Put me down. Then, children, about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail, and it said that if I didn't have my rent at 5 o'clock, that I was going to have to get out of there. And, Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor had someone, but Jerry Butler had recorded his at that time. But as I was thinking, children, I couldn't help but feel the tears when they ran down my eyes. Sanders, give me so little.
That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to it. Say, man, we split that little game just in time.
Sure did.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Boo, I think the police saw her, man.
Say, man, I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Sure.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Sure did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me.
Please?
Yeah, baby, look here. I need 6 order of rib, 2 quarter potato salad, 4 pepper, peanut roundup, and 1 moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now. Say, man. Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Say,
hey,
baby, could you hear that out of there?
Oh,
fast, big hurry.
Oh, man, how the dude know where we was, man?
When a man needs barbecue after 3, ain't but one place to go. And that's Queen Bee.
Now everybody know Queen Bee never close. Mmm, so good.
I no longer just one man who says
incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU.
Can't get
East
it open
Orange. That was Soul Caboose.
For those of you woke up too late for Soul Train.
Johnny Thunder by request. I'm Alive. Heard Ada Ray. I no longer believe in miracles. Clarence Ask. Troubles I've had. Irma Franklin also by request. Peace of my heart. Otis Clay. She's about a mover. Heard Doug Somm perform that song Thursday and Friday at the Lone Star this week.
With a whole bunch of his talented pals.
Yeah. Freddie Fender. Augie Meyer.
Flaco Jimenez, the guy from Louis and the Lovers.
Oh, right, Louis. Louis Perez, his name is, actually.
Louis Perez, there it is.
And, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
2 weeks from today, live at Avenue A, 169 Avenue A, the Hound's Hangover Hop, number three.
The Bloody Revenge.
Right, and yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one.
All invited, it's free to get in, 3 to 6.
And, you know, you understand the concept, folks. It's a chance for us to broadcast falling down drunk.
Because
it's a chance for you to be there.
Because technically we're not really broadcasting. The person who has to sit and babysit the board is broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
So we're just a live feed.
So we're just these little children kind of
microphones. We blast records and we guzzle.
And we whisper really uncomplimentary things about you all in the crowd to each other.
should we do some news? Burial Brooch?
I think so.
Okay.
You want to draw first news or shall I?
I can do it.
Okay.
This was sent in by Cub reporter, so I can pronounce this, Yap Ackerhaus.
And this is, folks, a follow-up to a story that we've reported here before.
Right, and it's from his home country of Amsterdam.
I didn't know.
No, I mean Netherlands.
No,
it doesn't come in the Netherlands, the signal. He happens to be here for now. The Dutch environment police are baffled by a Mrs. Smink's exploding toilet. It blasted off the floor again this Wednesday, apparently by an explosion in a municipal sewer system. It was the second time the Smink family toilet has exploded in 2 years. Miriam Smink said, "I feel famous," noting that TV crews were on their way Thursday to film the scene of the domestic disaster that launched her and her toilet into notoriety.
She's not the stratosphere.
Yeah, she made the front page of every paper over there in the Netherlands.
Slow news day.
It keeps blowing into 1,000 pieces. My son was almost hit by a piece that flew out the door. Luckily, no one was on the toilet at the time. Anyway.
There you go, folks.
You see the photo of Miriam
Snake. Can you hold it up a little closer to the microphone?
Radio Psychic Books. This woman does look capable of producing a fart that would blow her toilet to smithereens.
Let's see.
And yourself?
Parental control or gun safety?
Half a dozen to one. Six of the other.
Principal sentenced to jail for hitting former pupil with truck. San Diego, a principal who chased an expelled student in his truck and hit him after the 13-year-old came back on school grounds, was sentenced to 15 days in jail and fined $1,000.
He ran over him with his truck?
Well, it says here, Judge Terry J. Scott on Monday also placed Richard Haber on 3 years probation, ordered him to perform well. I should have skipped that part. Haber, principal of Marion Catholic High School, of course, was convicted last month of reckless driving but acquitted of assault in the April 29 incident. Witnesses testified that Christian Barraza, who had been expelled for poor grades and unruly behavior, exchanged words with Haber before the principal set out after him on his truck. Barraza, who tried to flee on his bicycle, bad move, suffered a leg injury. Haber said he was trying to place the boy under citizen's arrest for trespassing, not actually ram him with a F-100.
It'll keep him out of trouble being laid up in the hospital with two broken legs.
There it is. In a related item, coach who shot at umpire convicted of attempted murder. Belleville Ill, baseball coach who shot at a teenage umpire during a game, was convicted of attempted murder and aggravated assault. Curtis Roosevelt Fair, 32, of East St. Louis, was convicted Tuesday. He faces up to 30 years in prison. The shots were fired during a game June 19th in East St. Louis after umpire Roderick Fisher Jr., 16, called a 9-year-old player on Fair's team out at home plate. Witnesses told police that Fair and assistant coach ran onto the field during the Corey League game and loudly asked Fisher why he was making bad calls. He was thrown out but returned about 10 minutes later and fired several shots at Fisher, who wasn't hit.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I guess his defense was that it was a starting pistol, but Fisher said he heard at least one bullet whiz past his head as he raced across the field to escape. Oh, boy. Oh. Good thing he couldn't shoot.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, you know, we have to give away some tickets. We got something to give away. Anybody out there like the Mekons? This is on Halloween, which is this Thursday. The Mekons, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Shrimp Boat are playing in the Michael Todd Room at the Palladium.
I don't know anything about Shrimp Boat. I kind of like the Mekons. I can personally vouch for Jimmy Dale Gilmore. He's pretty cool.
Okay, so this is Thursday at 8:30.
I can also personally vouch for the Mike Todd Room. It's like going to a gig in hell.
And we'll give you a pair of tickets. You call 678-7743. Tell me, who is the voice of Queen Bee Barbecue, the man on the Queen Bee Barbecue ad? He's actually a very famous guy.
Who is that guy? Who is that famous guy?
Who is that famous guy in the Queen Bee Barbecue ad? Identify
him
and win yourself a pair
guy
of tickets to the Palladium this Thursday for Halloween to see the Mekons. The one guy who called and hung up already. Tough question.
Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Shrimp Boat, whatever that is.
You know, let's do. This is WFMU East Orange by way of Legal ID, and it's Hillbilly Hangover Time with Jesse Rogers, not the voice of the Queen Bee Barbecue ad.
Sunshine to do a little boogie woogie all the time to do. They had a call boogie.
I had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
I had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Standing on a corner with a bottle in my hand, went up the steps and mama said, my had a call man. She done. They had a call boogie.
I had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
I had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Farmer's wife got to walking in her sleep. She done a had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time. If your radiator leaks and your motor stands still, give a had a call. Watch your boogie up the hill. She do the had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time. Thank you.
down a hen was standing in the shade. The rooster did the boogie while a hen laid an egg. She done a had a call boogie.
They 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 had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time. The other little chickens are gathered around. They done the boogie woogie till the sun went down. They done they had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie.
Had a call boogie.
They had a call boogie. Makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Bad news. Have blues. We'll travel. Not in the papers or on the air. The bad news is in my baby's letter. She said she don't love me, don't even care. She told me I should try to forget her. I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Too many memories, so I'm outward bound. For nowhere on a train that runs slow. Feeling low. Gotta go. Unravel. Bad news. Have blues. We'll travel. I may send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Don't look for me, I won't be back. Long gone. Moving on. Scratching gravel. Bad news. Have blues. We'll travel. Keep on moving till I lose these blues, no matter what the cost. If I ain't got the fare, I'll walk holes in my shoes, cause that's the kind of love I've lost. Long gone, moving on, scratching gravel, bad news, have blues, little travel.
Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Lonely love, don't you know?
Well, you can tell everybody down in old Frisco. Tell them Tiny Montgomery said hello. Now, everybody
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, Anil Bruch, and WFMU East Orange. Today's Hillbilly Hangover.
Alone Together, folks.
That was Bob Dylan, Tiny Montgomery. You heard Hazel Atkins, Lonely Love. Eddie Nowak, Have Blues, We'll Travel. Buck Owens, Close Up the Honky Tonks. And we opened it up with Jesse Rogers and the Had a Call Boogie.
Have we ever seen Bob and Hazel photographed together?
No.
Food for thought.
I heard they were having an affair.
Really?
But
they just got things from the same guy.
Yeah. Funny, he doesn't look... Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Boy.
He's from West Virginia.
We made a little... Oh, first off, we did have a contest winner. Congratulations. The voice of the Queen Bee barbecue ad is Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Yes, a famous guy, as we said.
Extremely famous guy.
Extremely famous guy from Houston.
We also made a mistake in their announcements. The senders are at Maxwell's tonight.
Slightly less famous guys.
Go see them and help pay for the guitars that Wild Bill has gotten ripped off playing the Continental Divide week after week.
Yeah, folks.
They're great. Boy, yeah, you know, they've been around forever, and they never got anywhere, and they're always been one of the best bands in New York, and now they're playing it, probably their Hoboken debut.
And Philippe Marquet is the nice French guy that's like the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah. And there's also Ray Charles of the Blue Note tonight. There's Roscoe opening up for the other Roscoe, for Robert Gordon, not Roscoe Gordon, at the Lone Star tonight. There's FMU Benefits tonight. It's the Sonic Youth and John Zorn Painkiller and the Dim Stars Gumball and Love Child. That's at the Ritz tonight. Tuesday is that massive...
The
one I have to read. I'll read it later.
Yeah, the one in two colors of ink.
Yeah, I'll be at that one. And then 2 weeks from today, the Hounds Hangover Hop.
You'll be at
number
that one,
three.
Too.
I'll be at that one.
The Bloody Revenge.
And Wednesday, the Knitting Factory, Roscoe's Gang, Dash Rip Rock,
from
and the
New
Sin
Orleans,
City
Louisiana.
Disciples.
From
Sin City.
Yeah.
And...
Well,
you want to do some news, or you want me to do some news, or what do you want to do?
You got something handy?
No.
No, Chris,
I can,
no.
I can reach,
though. Purloined the file. Well, I can read the same ones that... oh, here we go. Why don't you do this one, huh? You seem to be amused by this one before.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Key West, Florida. A drowsy asthma sufferer who grabbed the gun under her pillow rather than the inhaler she keeps under the pillow was hospitalized with a bullet wound to the face. Thank you. I didn't even know I had a hold of the gun until it went off, Vicki Childress said Tuesday from her bed at the Health Systems Florida Keys Memorial Hospital. Childress, 38, an aircraft maintenance worker. That makes me feel safe.
Yeah.
At the Boca Chica Naval Air Station, she keeps her asthma spray and a 38 caliber revolver under her pillow, I guess in case the asthma spray attacks her. Childress said that she was... kind of in transition between sleep and consciousness when the shooting occurred Monday.
No, man, she was trying kind of in transition between, like, booze and drugs.
Yeah. Anyway, the gun fired through the pillow. Part of the bullet lodged in her jawbone while a fragment broke off and went through her mouth. She lost a few teeth.
So she got herself a new nostril for her troubles.
Yeah. What a gal.
Mm. Police officer was accidentally shot by another cop yesterday while answering a woman's call for help in Queens. Radio car went to Corona at 4:05 a.m. to check a report that a man with a knife was threatening to sexually abuse a woman. Sergeant Peter Berry. The officers arrived to find the woman had fled through a window into a fire escape. And they went to the second floor apartment where a man answered the door with a gun. Struggle followed and one of the officers fired, injuring one of the other cops in his left hand. Three suspects were arrested. The police officer did not trouble himself to arrest himself.
Now, here's one of those legal gray areas that I really don't understand. Now, if cops come to arrest you and they shoot each other, they charge you with the crime. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. It's like the seizure thing. It's very evil and creepy.
Putting up his hand saying, 5 dozen.
Yeah.
I'll charge it.
The Tuesday benefit.
Here we go.
It's at Tramps. That's not on this one.
I'd like to thank Nitro Nick for packing so many people on the bill that, like, chip your teeth and shred your tongue trying to read through it.
Marshall Crenshaw, Gary Lucas, Sid Straw, Roscoe's Gang, The Shams. I'm just going to read some of them. Kate Jacobs, Tim Carroll.
George Usher, a guy that looks exactly like Skip Batten.
Old Pal Irwin, me, Bronwyn C., Vince Skelsa. This is like Tramps. No advance tickets. How much is it to get in? Doesn't say.
Must be free. What kind of benefit is that?
It's Tuesday, October 29th, and it starts really early, like 8 o'clock, something like that. And of course, I won't be there till later, but...
You'll be arriving with your entourage?
You bet.
You figure?
You bet.
That's a work night. I don't know whether I'll be able to make that one.
So we got more Mekon's tickets and some Roscoe's Gang tickets and some Sender's tickets to give away a little bit later.
I wish we could make people perform humiliating acts for the tickets, you know?
We perform humiliating acts here every single week.
That's true.
Well... Let's see. What can we make him do?
I don't know. Act out parts of the Brian Wilson autobiography?
I don't know. Let's play some records. Okay. Yesterday was Huey Smith's birthday, so we got a Huey Smith record all queued up called You Can't Stop Her, and you can't.
This is a hit!
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Drunk. 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 It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk. 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 Gin is a drink. drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, Mr. Whole Darn Door. Drunk. 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 A low-down dog lies spent on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk. 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 I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin, and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk. 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 Drunk.
Put that small mind to some constructive use.
Boots and we'll walk on down to a knock-top shack on an X-Town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit ball in there. And you'll take some sight. Done at the house of blue light. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecued ribs, but the treat of the trade. It's when they serve you all those fine 8-beat. You want to spend the rest of your brights. Then at the house of blue lights. Knock-down shack on a head to town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit all in there. And you'll take some sight. Done at the house of blue light. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue rib, but the treat of the train. It's when they serve you all those fine 8-beat. You want to spend the rest of your price. Then at the house of blue lights. Hold on, man, slow down, take it easy. You're back in Detroit now. Take it easy there, man. Oh, slow down.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Well, I have a call.
your sleeve. Now close your eyes, please. Now that evil didn't hurt, did it? All right, now you can go.
Back in the jungle.
My lord, I'm just not prepared for a vibe like clockwork to come in on time. Well, let's get him in.
Do you want to switch over to that new music?
Well, yeah, we got to do that.
Roscoe.
Si, senor.
Hey, well, we got something to add to your vibe music today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're gonna, we got Arc.
It's a compilation composition compile.
35 minutes worth. Anyway, what's going on?
Of course, I don't get the station, so I can't hear it.
I'll hum it for you.
It sort of sounds like when you and Dan are doing the floors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially when it's my headphones up to the mic feeding back.
Great.
On top of it. Ah, so it's Vibe Report time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're doing the Roscoe City Tour 91.
Yeah, playing a couple gigs.
Cool.
Right now I'm just trying to figure out what pair of boots to wear.
That's tough. The steel-toed ones. You might have to kick Robert Gordon.
I do. Yeah, I did sort of. I was thinking about these ones with the double sole.
I don't know. If you kicked him in the sinus, his whole head would explode.
If we kicked him in the sinuses, like $100 worth of blow would probably fall on the carpet there.
Oh, boy. So you got a gig tonight at the Lone Star, and then you're doing Tuesday at the FMU Benefit and Wednesday at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah, if Nick, whose answering machine doesn't work, is listening, he could call and let me know what time I'm supposed to show with the He-Man to make the noise on Tuesday. Yeah, it should be kind of fun. I think I could remember the words and everything.
Cool.
This occasional coming out of retirement thing is kind of cool.
Okay with me. Yeah. So what's the vibe today?
Vibe? I don't know. Do you guys have a nice drive out there?
Oh, it's kind of pleasant. Yeah, it was very lovely.
I couldn't talk the hound into dropping the top, but...
on the Price Rocket?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably a little nippy.
The traffic wasn't bad.
No traffic,
yeah.
None whatsoever.
You got Sally with you?
No, Wild Girl.
Wild Girl.
Sally's working tonight.
Hey, Wild Girl. Hey, did Wild Girl
pick... Black boots, Roscoe.
What?
Wild Girl says black boots.
Oh, black. That's the ones I got on.
Okay.
Bullseye.
There you go.
Not bad.
We're watching This Old House. Me and Andy. Andy's putting down a few Bud Lights here.
He's not putting down a few floor tiles?
No. Tiles?
I don't, you know what, This Old House. I mean, they're always like going, you know, they're trying to decide what stereo speakers to put into the sauna.
I know.
I mean, I love that show.
See,
it's like
the great
so
thing
out of
about
it.
This Old House is they work, we watch.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're working some weird stuff. I love that when they're drilling the well.
They're working on a real old house today. You know, somebody something that somebody spent a lot of money on, and they keep finding everything else is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to put a new roof in here, Norm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this week I've been preoccupied with the technology thing. I've gotten over the hump, which I'm happy about. But then I just been last night after I left you at the bar, Hound. There was a good JFK thing on A&E.
Oh.
The continuing series. Have you been watching those on investigative reports?
No, I got my cable cut off. With a hatchet? Yeah. My reception was so bad I wouldn't pay the bill.
Well,
then those ingrates cut off your service. Huh?
That was good. I got home just in time. They had some guy who was a deaf mute who actually saw the two guys on the grassy knoll. He was a deaf mute, and the cops thought he was crazy, and then they tried to offer him money and blah, blah, blah.
Bummer.
Oh.
So who killed JFK? Okay.
CIA.
Oh, CIA.
CIA.
CIA. So is the Secret Service a branch of the CIA?
No. It's a branch of the Treasury Department.
They are?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
they're T-Men.
Mr. Falls Church, VA.
There it is. They're my neighbors. What can I say?
Wow. That's interesting. So does that give them... Is that almost like IRS type
It's almost
power?
Exactly like IRS. The Secret Service is involved in a bunch of different things besides making sure that one guy doesn't fall over and the other one doesn't get shot. Mm-hmm. And they don't do that very well. Yeah. They seize all kinds of weird stuff. It's exactly like the Treasury agents, but counterfeit, they specialize in untaxed stuff that should be taxed, booze and stuff like that. You know.
Records.
Yeah.
What was it? When Kissinger came to talk at my school,
uh-huh.
those guys at the University of Wyoming, totally blanketed the town for like 3 days beforehand.
See if they could pull out the gun nuts, and then they discovered they were in a town where everybody was a gun nut.
Yeah, well, it was amazing because they'd go and sit at the bars and everything, and they all, they really looked ridiculous in Laramie, Wyoming, because they were all wearing, you know, those same...
Blue sport coats?
The same suit.
With the thing in the ear?
They didn't have the thing in the ear, but they all had... the American flag, like ceramic pins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just kind of...
The mole.
Kind of curious.
They're the mole people.
Mm. Mole?
Mm. Mole.
Mole. Yeah, I'd like to get some mole sauce going. Well, I mean, that's kind of the vibe. I can see the leaves are falling off the trees. That's about the most exciting thing happening today.
The leaves are happening, as a great man once said.
I switched the equipment vibe, though. I'm going to go with the deluxe reverb.
God bless you. Oh, you mean Richards?
No, I'm not going to use that one. Oh. I was thinking about it, but, you know, I don't think, you know, he lent it to me. I don't think for me to drag it around.
No, that's a couch thing, exclusively, I think.
But Andy's got one, a really good silver face that was redone by Alon that he's never really had the opportunity to turn up.
So great, you get to play it for him?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe I'll blow it up or something.
Cool.
But anyway, we're on at 10:30.
All right.
The Wednesday thing should be good, you know. Jack?
Yeah, that'll be fun. I think it's Todd's last day that he has booked Folk City, and I don't think he would mind if we trashed the place.
At the Knitting Factory.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I think he's looking forward to slugging the bartender himself.
Yeah, he had said something to me like that, and it sounds like these bands between Dash Rip Rock and this guy's the Sin City Disciples.
And you all.
And us. We should be able to, and I'm glad I'm going on in the middle because then I can get out of hand after I remember the words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
So, you know, maybe we'll see a few Hound listeners up there tonight.
That would be
cool.
10:30.
Okay, Roscoe.
Blah, blah, blah. Till then, aloha.
Vibe onwards, aloha.
Okay.
Small ass.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. How does he do it? Via phone wires. Anyway, where's my... Oh, there we go. Let me tell you what we heard before that, before the Vibe Report. We heard the $5 and Dr. Baby. Heard Chuck Miller, The House of Blue Lights, Jimmy Liggins, Drunk, by request, Buddy Pullen, Tuscaloosa Lucy, and Huey Smith and the Clowns, You Can't Stop Her.
Happy birthday, Huey.
That far, yeah.
Good choice in drummers, Bev.
He is a Jehovah's Witness these days and can often be seen on the street of New Orleans selling the Watchtower.
Wow.
Mr. Huey Smith. And it's time for our VOM set. And what do we got for the VOM? You know, I was caught up with an old pal of mine in the world of, what do they call records?
Collector's items? Club releases?
Yeah,
limited editions?
Yeah. And so I just, it got me sort of like, you know, I hate the record industry. It's the sleaziest, worst people, and I don't...
Second worst. Movie business is the worst.
Yeah. So, you know, we play these so-called bootleg recordings on the air, and everyone runs out and buys them. That's good. I mean, total hostility to the music industry is healthy for music. So we got a bunch of stuff off of bootlegs that I happen to own copies of, and here's one you probably never heard before from the Velvet Underground.
Saigon and the Fanrang areas. First off, from Saigon, we find that a new massage house was recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, hand jobs, and blow jobs. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269. from Phan Rang area. Here's Nugent.
The Natang flights have been reopened and have a new Champagne flight that leaves Phan Rang at 8 a.m. It will operate on a first-come, first-go basis. The commander also recommends that you take an ample supply of rubbers, as they have a pot full of new whores at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Nick's news will be later on. Nick's local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
Contradict signer. Your stereo full blast and blow that motherfucker out in the next room.
Okay, here we go. Give him a great big kiss.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's a hound. Hey, what happened to that thing?
I don't know. Is it on? It turned itself off.
I think it turned itself off in protest of that New York Dolls thing.
See, but I knew it as soon as we turned it off. Did I turn it off?
No, I
turned
think it
itself
like overheated.
I knew as soon as it got turned off, it would never work again. Which is true, it's not working again.
Well,
anyway, that was the bomb set today, the New York Dolls. Give them a great big kiss. The Stooges rock action. The Stones with an alternate take of Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadow. It's my favorite Stones single. That really? And the flip side is Who's Driving Your Plane. Mm. Captain Beefheart live, the Avalon Ballroom, 1966. Somebody's Leaving. Ry Cooter on slide on that one. Hello, Christy.
See if it went
Chris
off.
Chris is
it,
back.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a thinly veiled thing on our part to get Chris to come back here into the studio because we love
we
him
like
so.
To look at him bending over.
Mm-hmm. We like to pet his new haircut.
We open up with the Velvet Underground with a never before heard version of It's Too Much. And that goes out to Bill Graham, who died in a helicopter crash yesterday because he said he would never book the Velvet Underground, and he never did.
Later, dude.
And well, they're still here, more or less.
They don't call it a Nico for nothing. He like wiped out the power in a whole bunch of people's homes on his way to heaven.
And we got some news. By the way, 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing the show live at 169 Avenue A, Brownies, Hangover Hop
Between
number 3.
10th and 11th Streets, folks.
Right, we'll be doing it live. Hangover Hop number 3, The Bloody Revenge. And you're all invited. Well, let's do some rock news since we just rocked. It says the end of Rocktober, right?
That's true.
Prince, it seems Prince has a rider in his contract whenever he stays in a hotel that he has to have a fresh flower petals spread around his bed, so the first thing in the morning, that's what touches his little
tootsies. His ever so talented
little Prince, a little guy with a squeaky voice, little tiny little guy,
little
knee high.
Even by celebrity standards, he's small. Folks.
Yeah, knee high to Roger Daltrey. Mm. Speaking of celebrities, Andy the Footless Goose from Hastings, Nebraska, who was the biggest tourist attraction in the town, and who was had appeared on the Tonight Show. He had learned to walk with a special pair of boots, was found in the park with his head and wings pulled off. Owner Nadine Fleming said... Owner Nadine Fleming said, somebody broke in the house, kidnapped him, and killed him last week.
Jealous of his talent, no doubt.
What kind of guy would kill a goose?
Especially one that had been on the Tonight Show. Folks, I actually saw Andy's appearance on the Tonight Show.
Really?
He was so talented.
That gives you sort of a motive for...
I think I have an alibi for that night, I hope. I would have killed him by forcing him to make pate.
Here's another one.
You know how
one
that
one.
Goes.
Son sees deer and shoots mom. A Westchester woman was in critical condition last night after her son mistook her for a deer grazing in the backyard of her house. Bambi Hose, age 47, was pruning a tree outside her home around nightfall when the shooting occurred. Greenboro police said her 19-year-old son, David Hose, saw something move near the woods, retrieved his .22 and fired 2 shots, striking mom in the chest twice. I don't know why I think that's funny.
She was wearing the antler hat.
it's her lodge. She's in the Bambi Lodge, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, neighbors said they were shocked but not surprised by the case of mistaken identity.
Because the kid's pretty stupid.
And
she shoots a lot of stuff.
Mom does look like a deer.
Does she?
Anyway, yeah, I guess.
High-blooded look.
I don't know. Play some more records?
Big little game. Pardon me?
You want to play some more records?
Yeah, okay.
WFMU East Orange, by the way. Yeah, I got a request for this one.
But we'll do it anyway.
Baby, I believe I can be somebody else. But I ain't mad at you. Don't
dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Sometimes I cry when I'm lonely. Sometimes I cry when I'm blue. Right now I'm crying 'cause I love you. I'm crying 'cause you don't love me too. Come on and tell me if you love me. Won't you please answer yes or no? Tell me if I'm your one and only, so I can either stay or go. Tell me, my darling, if you love me. Tell me if you feel the same. Come on and tell me, my darling, if you love me. Or if all the tears I shed were shed in vain.
This is a hit. strike and action.
Back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU. He's starring Johnny and Joe. My baby's gone on. That's what it says.
On.
Written by Rex
Harrison
Garvin.
The Spring.
Right. The Tonettes, Oh What a Baby. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights, I Got News for You. Gene Thomas, Sometimes. Opened up with Bobby Merrill by request. I Ain't Mad at You.
So don't be mad at me.
So let's do these very important announcements real quick. Tonight is a benefit for the WFMU Legal Funds featuring Sonic Youth, Painkiller featuring John Zorn and Bill Laswell, The Dim Stars with Richard Hell and Thurston Moore, Gumball and Love Child. It starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the door. Tuesday is a benefit for the WFMU to pay for the other benefit.
to pay the slack on the other benefit.
This is at Tramps. This coming Tuesday. It starts at 8 o'clock. That's on 21st Street in Manhattan. 45
conveniently
west.
Across the street from an indoor miniature golf parlor.
Marshall Crenshaw, Gary Lucas, Sid Straw, Roscoe's Gang, The Shams, Kate Jacobs, George Usher, and the cast of thousands, including your old pal Irwin, Bronwyn C., Vince Kelsa, The Hound, and more. Tonight, Roscoe is over at the Lone Star Roadhouse
what's left
on 52nd
Robert
Street. Gordon. Ray Charles is at the Blue Note tonight and tomorrow night.
And he was there last night, too.
Yep, and it's really expensive. Like,
it's really expensive.
Figuring $35.
Huge line of cretins from out of town and, like, you know, foreign tourists all waiting to get in.
So much for getting through this fast. Thursday and Friday, the Texas Tornadoes, Doug Somm, Freddie Fender, Flaco Jimenez, and Augie Meyer. Great, great show. That's at the Lone Star.
I'll be there Thursday.
And 2 weeks from today, the Hounds Hangover Hop, number 3, live remote broadcast from Brownies, 169 Avenue A. The Hound, his radio family, and a cast of thousands of idiots. There'll be booze, dancing.
They said it couldn't be done.
And booze.
No, they said
dancing.
It shouldn't be done.
Yeah, they said it shouldn't be done. You got anything there, Albert?
Everybody's going to get bed early that night because everybody's going to be drunk by 5 o'clock.
Would you like to do the Kenny Rogers desk?
Oh, the Kenny... No, man. Yeah, I purloined Wild Girl's copy of TV Guide, which I don't buy since I don't get cable.
Yeah, well,
chest implants.
Pec implants.
You.
But if you had pec implants, it wouldn't make you, like, any stronger or anything.
Okay,
it's
just, and this, the little detail that comes through
this
thing.
It's not like real, it's not muscle.
Yeah, no, it makes you just sort of swell without having to exercise. Fine. He goes through this whole thing. He had, like, two attacks of liposuction. First removed 3.5 pounds, the second 11 pounds. And the third was for his chin. He was delighted, but like most post-operative patients, Rogers, 53, had a rough recuperation. It was like, I was kidney punched. He says, I was sore around the waist for 10 days.
Oh,
I wore a corset
poor
for six
baby.
Weeks. You know, a good a three-week term in the tombs will do the same thing for you. Which you have to do to weld the skin and the muscle back together after liposuction. And I wore a chin strap for weeks after my chin job. It says here, my beard started to grow behind my ears, I guess from the pressure of the chin strap, he says, and now I have to shave back there. So, folks, don't let this happen to you.
Oh, no. Anyway, we got to give away some
shaving
tickets
back
here.
There.
So we got tickets. This is a good show. It's at the Mike Todd Room at the Palladium. It's this Thursday, Halloween, 8:30. It's the Mekons, which lots of people love. I don't like them. Bruce loves them. Everybody likes them, except me. Jimmy Dale Gilmore
the
and Shrimp
suck.
Boat.
They're really good live.
And then we got tickets for Roscoe and who's he playing with?
Dash Riprock from New Orleans.
Roscoe's gang and
a team
Sin
of violent
City
drunks.
Disciples, which is Wednesday, and it's the last show that Todd has booked at the Knitting Factory. Now, you can tell us what a Mekon is, you will win a pair of Mekons tickets. And if you can tell us what a Roscoe is, you will win a pair of Roscoe tickets.
So
and
it is.
It's 201-678-7743. And I think it's time for Blues Hangover. We had a request for this one last week. Smokey Smothers. Monkey Man.
People to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog.
Go back, don't come this way. You got bad credit and you just won't pay. You went out of town to do some shopping. You stopped in a credit clothing store. You just about had the people swinging your way until they found out something they didn't know. And now they call the credit bureau on their telephone. The salesman shook his head. He turned around and looked you dead in your eyes. And these are the words he said. You got bad credit, boy. Your credit ain't. been gone to sheets, you've even been in debtor's court. You had a Cadillac, you let it go back. The government sold your house for tax. You had a motorboat, the people come and got it. According to the credit bureau, there ain't no doubt about it. You got bad credit. You got a real bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Ain't no business we can do. We got information on you when you were down on the farm. You say you pay on Saturday, but Saturday never come. You owe the doctor, the lawyer, the local finance. I'm sorry, young man, but you ain't got a chance. You got bad credit. You got a real bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Simply ain't no hope for you. You move every month, and that's 12 times a year. Just because you won't pay your rent, they say you move late. Late at night, so the landlord won't know which way you went. Now your credit's so bad, it's a sin and a shame. You can't go downtown and buy nothing in your name. You got bad credit. You got bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Ain't no business we can do.
Guys who say house tricks.
Papa, be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whooping, made a lot of noise. Stood up and chatted with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Come, the blues they come. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, the blues they go. And everybody's happy when the old blues go. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Saw a chicken out in the yard, picked up a rock and hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Little baby, don't you cry. Blue's gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in, sure was cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues are gone. Baby's in the cradle, Papa's on the town. Sister's in the parlor, lying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Yo-Yo Champions.
Bloody tears on my pillow, ice water in my baby fan. Bloody tears.
pillow. Ice water in my baby face. All of the things I've done for my baby, she left me for another man. If you see my baby, please tell him on my knees and cry. You know I'll give you every dime. Oh, if I had $10 million, you know I'll give you every dime. Oh, just call me baby, call me daddy one more time. Blood from my heart, baby.
With slave bracelets. Anyone who carries around cat pictures. Meow. Skinny guys with slave bracelets.
Back in the States.
It's the Hound, and that was today's Blues Hangover. Clarence Garlow, Train Came Down the Track. Johnny Littlejohn, Bloody Tears, Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell with Papa's on the Rooftop. Jerry McCain and the Upstarts did Bad Credit. We opened up with Smokey Smothers by request and Monkey Man. Freddie King on guitar on that one. You got anybody like to add to the list of people to stay away from, Bruce? Any types?
You got an hour?
Yeah, right. Guys who wear makeup.
Guitar dealers in sweatpants.
Guys who tuck their pants into their boots.
There it is, man.
Well, we got some Cub reporter sent in a nice story here. A state of New Jersey this week rested its case against a 39-year-old Roswell man accused of hacking his 62-year-old father to death with a machete in the family's Harrison Avenue home last April.
It was an accident. He thought it was a deer. He thought he was some sugar cane.
Union County assistant prosecutor told the jury that the defendant admitted to police that he had punched the victim to the floor, then poured boiling water on his father before he slashed and stabbed him. He told the jury that during his opening statements he intended to further mutilate his father's dead body, but that the blade of his chainsaw broke. So, I got a machete and started hacking at his face. He was talking while I was cutting him up.
But he couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe if he worked as a dental assistant.
He's pleading not guilty because of reasons of insanity.
I'd say there's a fair argument for that under the circumstances. Too bad about the chainsaw, though, huh?
Yeah. Oh, how about these guys?
Bailiff, crank up Exhibit A.
Brownie, the beloved mutt who was the mascot for the Coney Island train yard for 18 years, was run down and killed by a cruel motorcyclist because the dog barked at him.
Oh.
So that was last Sunday night. One witness said Brownie, who never liked loud motorcycles or cars with faulty mufflers,
me neither,
dashed and barked after the biker on McDonald Avenue. The unidentified biker doubled back, jumped the sidewalk, mowed down Brownie, and broke his neck.
Bummer. Little tire biter.
Sad. Anyway.
Brownie, we hardly knew you.
Anything else to yap about?
No, not really.
We gotta tell people congratulations to our contest winners.
As Bozo used to say, congratulations to our winners and almost winners.
Yeah, well, a Roscoe is a handgun, a .38. Is a Roscoe, and a Mekon is a... Bruce, tell him what a Mekon is.
I read it in Sound Choice. I was accepting just about anything along these lines. It's like the villains in some English comic, science fiction comic strip. One guy said Doctor Who. I figured that was close enough.
But a lot of people said opium poppies, which is what a Mekon is, if you look it up in the dictionary, but it's not what the band named themselves
That's
after.
That's what you get for using conventional reference material, folks. If you just use a stack of old, like, alternative music papers that are lying around FMU, you'd be in better shape.
Yeah. Anyway, 2 weeks from today is the Hounds Hangover Hop, number 3, live from Avenue A.
The Bloody Revenge.
169 Avenue A at Brownies will be doing the show live from 3 to 6. They'll be dancing, cocktails, and the entire radio family in
full
splendor.
Did we mention cocktails?
Did we mention cocktails? No.
Yeah.
But we're going to make
some booze, too.
In order to get everybody in the mood for it, let's play one called Booze Party.
First you fill it up, then you drink it down. Again you fill it up, and again you drink it down. Everybody rocking, having a time until they bring on some of that red cherry wine. Booze party, wine, wine, wine. They call booze party, wine, wine, wine. You try to stand up, then you fall down. You open up your eyes and the room is going round. Everybody rocking, having a time until they bring on some of that red cherry wine. Everybody drunk, jump alive.
to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but you just won't be true. Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Please. Darling, what is there worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should. To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the puppets of love, and put them together, and what if you have matrimony? Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but you just won't be true.
I hadn't said that.
The fire of love is burning deep. The fire of love won't let me sleep. Oh, my love, hear this my plea. Because of you, it's burning me. The sun beats down with its fiery glow. Knows I won't see my love no more. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Forgive me, dear, my only one. My baby's back. Once more, she's mine to have and hold till end of time. The moon shines down from up above. It's light to cool the fire of love. The fire of love. The fire of love. The fire.
Trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
New York made it good.
back bitch in Hollywood. Got myself a chauffeur driven Cadillac. TV table corner by hooked up in the back. Packed him in there when the wind. The goods is Mr. Wiggins' corner, 100%. My wiggly man got that atomic beat. That sweep you right up off of your fat back feet. That I never knew. I've been in what the players call an atomic set. Because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at. I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggins is. I don't want no Cadillac. All I want is a mule. I don't want no silk suit. All I want is some beer. I was born down there. Country. Where you get those pigtail tied knots, pork chops real, real hot, chillin' covered mustard, ham, hot glue, potato custard. I'm a homeboy. I'm from down in Richmond, VA. It won't fit by singing Mr. Wiggins home, and I'm proud to say, yes, I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggins is. I'm just an old fatback singing homeboy. Yes, I'm proud to be a homeboy. I said a homeboy.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? What'd you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. How's the Royal Teens Shamrock, Mr. Wiggles' homeboy, Jody Reynolds, Fire of Love, the Medallions, the Letter, Three Aces and a Joker booze party. There's sort of a unifying theme tying all that set together in that we can tie virtually something about each one of those songs to you, Il Bruch.
Oh, swell.
Probably better off doing it off mic, though.
Yeah. No, the unifying theme I was able to discover is it's all stuff that, like, you know, from the old FMU offices. Maybe not so much Shamrock.
Anyway, it's PSA time. Under a new program by the New York State Department of Health, consumers who think their hospital bills are incorrect can now have their billing dispute resolved by an independent nonprofit organization, the Empire State Medical Foundation. For further information on this new program, call toll-free 1-800-4-DRA-234. Again, the number is toll-free 1-800-4-DRA-234. And if you've ever seen an itemized hospital bill, you'd call.
Yeah, really.
An Advil doesn't cost $1.75.
If it doesn't, then it doesn't.
Anyway, I'm going to just play some more records.
Okay.
Okay, we got one queued up here by Larry Duroux. It's called Chicken Session.
Okay, ready for a little chicken music here. Gonna have kind of a cool session. Okay. The hop is doing the chicken now. Everybody chicken. Unless you really start kicking. Maybe you can fake it. Because you really got a shaking. Well, everybody chicken. They really start kicking. Cause you can't do the chicken without the rhythm in the reed. And the chicken ain't the chicken. If your body wants to freeze, well, everybody chicken.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Hey, Lordy, mama, 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 you finally heard the thing. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Lord, now, hey, Lordy, mama, 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 you finally heard the thing. Hey, hey, hey. I got eyes for you, baby. Say you feel the same. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, we could have a wonderful time. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Lord, I said, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, we could have a wonderful time. I, please say you dig me, say that you be my, I wanna wine, dine you, love you all night long. Oh, Lord, I wanna wine, dine, love you all night long. I wanna smother you with kisses, hold you in my arms. Oh, well, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, say that everything's all right. Oh, Lord, I said, hey, Lord, and mama, mama said that everything's all right. I said, no, I'm in a groovy mood, in a groovy mood tonight.
Thank you.
mama, mama say that everything's all right. Oh, Lord, I said, hey, Lord, mama, mama say that everything's all right. Cause I'm in a groovy mood tonight. I said, come on, oh, come on, I'm on my knees. I'm a begging you, please, come on. Y'all, come on. Come on. Oh, yes, come on. Don't you hear me? Come on. Oh, come on.
Action for Mall Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "Mama, that Firebird bad, motherfucker, bye. I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man." End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Going down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
Transfusion.
I'm just a solid mess of contusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
Jumped in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with a chick of mine.
I crossed the center line cause I gotta make time.
Transfusion.
Oh man, I got the hurting convolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast driving daddy with a real cool head.
I'm gonna pass that truck on the hill ahead.
Transfusion.
My red corpse circles are in mass confusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pour the crimson to me, Jimson.
Took a little drink and I'm feeling right. And I can fly over everything in sight.
There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right.
Transfusion.
I'm a real gone pale face, no illusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. When you see me coming, better start to pray.
I'm cutting up the road and I'm boss all the way.
Transfusion.
Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pump the fluid to me, Louie.
Burning up the freeway and it's early in the morning. And I'm passing everybody over, nothing but corn.
Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn.
Transfusion.
Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Barnyard drivers
are found in two classes.
Doggone road hogs
and speed jackasses.
So remember to slow down today.
Hey, Daddy, make mine tight. Oh, will you, Doc?
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Hey, man!
Hey!
Did you see Sister Lucy? She got drunk last night.
What?
Man, her eyes was closed and her head was tight. She was reeling and rocking and she had a fight.
She was lamping and tapping, romping and stomping all on Rampart Street. She was loose, poo, full of her juice. She could be. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she sure surprised me. About three last night, she was shaking them down, clowning all over town. She was bawling and crawling on her hand, cursing each and every man. Did you see Sister Lucy? Man, she raised some sand.
Hey!
right. We got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. That was Benny Ingram, Jello Sal. Send that one out to Miss Sally. Heard Bobby Mitchell, Miss Lucy, The Four Jokers, Transfusion. Edgar Blanchard, Lordy Mama, Larry DeRue, Chicken Session. Thank you, Will Brooks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris T, for your technical assistance. Thank you, Brian,
lovely
for the news.
Thank you, Brian.
Wild Girl is up next. Don't forget, there's a benefit for WFMU at the Ritz tonight and one at Tramps Tuesday night. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to set your clocks back an extra hour in the bars tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, the Crick.
You know.
Take it back.